Jonathan Kraft, president of the Patriots. Happy holidays, Jonathan. I hope everything's going well. And we got a big one here, my friend. And Buffalo is doing the Patriots a favor with a 16-zip lead with 5:41 to go in the fourth quarter. It seems that the Ravens and the Patriots never fail to disappoint when these two teams get together. How do you feel going into a Ravens
game? Unfortunately. There's a lot of anticipation. If you're a fan of the game of football, this is what you live for. It's the competition of it. You want two teams who know each other well, who are evenly matched, maybe a little bit of bad blood at the player level, although we walked in with Steve Bisciotti today and warm hug. Steve's a great guy. It's every time we play each other, it seems to mean something, and the games are usually pretty close. Ever since that game back at Gillette, I think it was 09 or maybe it was 10, where Ray Rice had the playoff game where he kicked it off with that big run. But other than that, the games have been really close, and it's what the NFL is all about. And hopefully we come out on the right side of this today.
I mean, wouldn't you call the Ravens the new rival? Because the Jets haven't lived up to – the Jets aren't as good as they used to be. I mean, they were only good for a couple of years. And the Ravens – there's a lot of similarities with the Ravens, and there's a lot of connections. Ozzie Newsome, he was a pupil of Bill Belichick's in Cleveland. And you hear Bill constantly praise Ozzie's work in the front office. Harbaugh, I believe Bill made a phone call to Baltimore for Harbaugh to get that job.
He did. I wish he hadn't have made that phone call. He put a great coach in, and there's clearly a lot of connections. I mean, Bill got fired when Cleveland moved to Baltimore.
Right.
But Ozzie's last year playing in Cleveland was the year before Bill started coaching. So Bill's first year coaching the Cleveland Browns, Ozzie had retired, and Bill had always respected him as a football player, his smarts and the passion he brought to the game. So he brought him into the front office. So if you think about it, Bill's responsible for our big rival having arguably the best general manager in the league and one of the greatest coaches in the league, and it's all Bill's fault, and that's why I'm saying that with a smile on my face. But that's the connections here, and clearly, I think Harbaugh, who Bill had a relationship with, and Ozzie, they think like him, and you look at the way they are as a team and the consistency they've had, the way they manage the cap. Look at what Ozzie did after this year. Let players go who I think were probably, from a public perception perspective, players you didn't want to let go, but they understood with what they had done with their cap that they couldn't do it and continue to be competitive. And sign their quarterback. So I think there's a lot of similarities between the two organizations, and my guess is today will probably be a very close game with a dramatic ending.
Well, Jonathan, to what you mentioned there about Ozzie, and, you know, when you look at the run that Floyd Reese had in Tennessee, I think Bill here in New England in terms of first-round picks, and Ozzie Newsome as well, you hit your first-rounders, you're building the core of your football team, and then after that, there's very much a catch-as-catch-can element to the NFL draft, but you can see the similarities in which they're built, and there's a part of me that has to think that given the way you guys have been successful, given the amount of money you've had to pay the quarterback here because he's earned it, same as Flacco in Baltimore, that philosophically, those two guys are going to be on the same page, if not Ozzie Newsome basically stealing in some way the plan you guys have implemented here in New England, given the money allocated to that particular position. I find that stuff fascinating to watch because there are a lot of teams who pay their quarterbacks a lot of money and don't get anywhere near the win total that both your organization and Baltimore has had.
I have nothing to add to what you said, Gresh. I agree with you with everything you've said. And the only thing I guess I'd take one step further with, I hear people question Flacco a lot. The bottom line is he seems to perform pretty well under pressure, and And while he leads in a different way than a guy like Tom or a guy like Peyton does, he clearly, when you see him on the field with his teammates, he's a leader. They look up to him. And I don't think Ozzie would have given him the money if he didn't think he was capable of doing the job at that level. And unfortunately, as I said, they're all in the AFC. So we've got Ozzie, Harbaugh, Flacco, and this rivalry, and it all stems back to Bill's time in Cleveland.
Well, you know, I don't think he's that great on ESPN, but I do miss a Ray Lewis speech now and again.
Yeah, you know? Well, I don't miss him on the field. And
well, neither do I, but we miss that
Ray
Lewis
speech. I don't
miss
him on the field, so I guess I'd rather have him at ESPN. And if you're going to talk like that and act like that, you got to be able to back it up. And he backed it up for a long, long time playing a position which I think is the most physically taxing in the league. Playing linebacker is just a brutal, brutal position. And I don't know how many years it was, 15 or something. But he played at a very high level and was a leader for most of that time. And you got to take your hat off to him for that. And I think when you perform like that, if you want to talk and dance and do it, you've earned the right to do it. And I'm glad he's in Bristol now and not on the field here today.
I think one of the there's a couple of things about this season that to me sets it apart from others, and I think, but this is the most glaring, is that the Patriots have had different identities. Probably this is probably your fourth identity as a team. You know, I mean, because of personnel, you know, Jonathan, I mean, you don't have Gronk. And then you get the rookie wide receivers, and Marine looks like he's going to be great with Buffalo. Then he gets hurt. Then Gronk comes back. Then Gronk gets hurt again. So now it's life without Gronk again. And then defensively, you were more of a defensive-minded team at the beginning of the year. But then a lot of your defensive guys get hurt, so now more pressure's on the offense. So it is, as far as having a team identity, it's really been a challenging year because it's changed almost like every three games. It's like it's a different team.
I agree with you about the consistent identity, but I think the teams that really can win for the long runs are the ones that are versatile and mentally tough. And it's about depth and people stepping up. It's not a cliche. And I think hopefully if we get to the postseason and are fortunate to have a home game, whatever we go into that game with, we're going to know we can produce and we're going to be mentally tough and have that character and not get down. I think some teams in lots of sports, when they lose key personnel, start to use it as a crutch and an excuse. And it's the one thing about Bill. Bill always believes that with 11 guys on the field at once and 40-some-odd guys contributing each weekend, anything can happen. But for it to happen, you have to have worked hard, and you have to believe not only in yourself but in the guys around you. And it's a culture that gets instilled from day one of training camp, and it's probably allowed us to be sitting here at 10-4, having had, as you call it, the different identities. I would say just being mentally tough and being versatile.
You know, these next 2 weeks have the chance to be incredibly crazy in terms of, you know, it looks like Indianapolis and Baltimore could be playing wild card weekend. Then again, they could still be the number one or the number two seed. Great for fans, but I'm sure bad for people like you, because the uncertainty is good for business, but not for your psyche.
It's great for everything. It's what it's all about. And if the only reason we're not done is we haven't been able to take care of business yet. We didn't take care of business last weekend. But when you hear that 14 of 16 of the games in the NFL this weekend have a bearing on the playoffs, and some large number, 19, 20 teams are still alive with 2 weeks left to go in the season. There's no other sport in this country where that happens, and I think it's why so many people all around America are going to be gathered around their TV sets watching. And it's not just the games and the implication on the teams in the specific games, it's all the permutations for people in other positions who need things to happen. And it's what the salary cap generates. It's what Howard Katz at the league does by having conference games and divisional games the last 2 weeks of the season dominate. And the one thing I'm sure of, and we talked about it last week, things will happen today that people didn't predict. And we'll go into the night with results that will have triggered things that people didn't think possible. And I'm sure next weekend will be exciting for that, too. Hopefully for us, we'll win today and take care of some of the things that we're watching and just be playing for the seed as opposed and potentially a bye as opposed to be playing to get in.
You know, it's interesting. If I was a player, I don't know which I would rather know. Like, Buffalo's leading 19-0 over Miami under 2 minutes to go. So Miami loses, the Patriots get the AFC East. If I'm a player, do I want to know that going in? Or do I want to know that I have to just play my tail off just to get the AFC East title?
I don't think that's all we're shooting for, though. I mean, it's nice, Gary, but no one's paying attention right now. I think right now the team just went back in the locker room and they're focused on the task at hand. And whether the Dolphins won or lost today, we know that ultimately to end the regular season where we want to end it, we need to win both of these games, and that's the way we're going to approach it.
Jonathan, enjoy the week, enjoy the game, enjoy some family time, and thanks for joining us.
Merry Christmas, guys, and to everyone out there, too.
All right, Jonathan.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Take care. We'll talk to you next week. Jonathan Kraft, president of the Patriots, inside the owner's box.